Today's shir is Masechta Nazir Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph on the Beis, three lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, the Mishnah taught us that akutim, that oivdei kechavim, cannot become nazirim. And as we learned extensively in our previous shir, that pasuk, we learned from psukim those halachas, but the Gemara at the end of the previous shir had tried to ask that maybe these psukim are here for different purposes. And the Gemara begins with another suggestion. Amos says, the Gemara, Bnei Yisrael Megalchim and Nazir Saviyim, that we know if somebody was a Nazir and he passed his way and his son now accepts Naziris, he could use the Kabbonis that his father had designated. Then, Oivdei Kechavim Megalchim and Nazir Saviyim, that the Oivdei Kechavim can't use their father's Kabbonis if they were Naziris. And as the Rishonim point out, haven't we already know that they don't bring Kabbonis? The Gemara saying is that maybe they can't bring their own Kabbonis, they can bring Kabbonis for some on behalf that somebody else. Yachol lo yehei Nazirim, maybe they should be not Nazirim at all. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk Ish, will teach us that they can. And therefore we will come to a result that they themselves could be Nazirim, just the halach of Naziris Aviv won't apply to them. To which the Gemara comments, Hitmar, haven't we learned, Amar Rav Yochanan, halachi ben Nazir, as we've been discussing, that these halachas, many of these halachas that we learned regarding Naziris, are halach l'mashim Sinai. And as we discussed at the end of our previous year, something which is taught by halach l'mashim Sinai, there is no pasuk for it, because then it wouldn't be halach l'mashim Sinai. And therefore, so we can't use the pasuk to teach us any of these various halachas in the Naziris, which are really halach l'mashim Sinai, and therefore we lose the pasuk to teach us that Bnei Yisrael, that is excluding Oivdei Kechavim from being Nazirim, and the pasuk of Ish is coming to teach us whatever drasha we've been mentioning as a possibility. And therefore, according to the maskana of the Gemara, we cannot say that the halacha of Naziris and the halacha of Erechin is not are the same. That by Erechin we learned Bnei Yisrael means that an Akum cannot declare an Erech, but Ish is coming to teach us that if somebody says the Erech of an Akum, it will be a valid statement. That's what we've been learning at least till now. And by Naziris, the Akum are completely excluded. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, the Pasuk says, as it introduces the parasha of Erechin, Ish kiyafi neda be'erkecha, which is stated be'erchin lamali. What do we learn from the word ish? Michti, says the Gemara, haven't we learned who iskish erchin nedarim? Erchin is a form of nedarim. And the Amakra, as the Pasuk says in the parasha of Erechin, Amakra ish kiyafli neder be'akacha, that the Torah, by using neder, the words neder erkacha, teaches that Erechin travel together with nedarim. V'tanya, and we've learned gab nedarim ish, the Pasuk says, ish mibes Yisrael, u'menager hagab Yisrael shiyakriv, and the question ask the Brisa, Matam Eloyma Ish Ish, what is learned from those words Ish Ish? The rabbi says, Oivdei Kechavim comes to teach us that Akum, Shei Noidrim Nodar Vedovsky Yisrael, that Akum can bring Kabbonis. So now that we've learned the Hekish, between Erchon and the Darim, we should be able to learn that just like as the Pasuk teaches us that Akum could bring the Darim, they should be also able to do Erechin. Why do we exclude them? And therefore, if that's the case, we would be able to come to the conclusion that Akum are in the parish of Erechin, and we wouldn't even need Ish to tell us that they include him. So if that's the case, what Ish, Kiyafli Be'erkecha Lamali, What does it come to teach us? What does that ish that is stated in the parasha of Erchin Lamali? And as we have to continue learning, even the pasuk does use in the parasha of Erchin the Bnei Yisrael, we would learn from that that Akum cannot make an Erech, but they can be the subject of an Erech. So everything that we've learned about Erechin, we can learn without the extra ish. We would learn from the word Bnei Yisrael that they can't make an Erech, and we would learn from the comparison of Erechin to Nedarim that they can be the subject of an Erech. And if that's the case, the Gemara is asking, why do we need a special limud? Elahai ish, says the Gemara, you know what the ish is coming to say by Erechin? The Boile, it's coming to teach us the mufla samach l'ish, that even if a person is not yet of a mitzvah or bas mitzvah, but they're intelligent enough to make a neder, the neder would be valid. And as Tosfos points out, at least at this point of the Gemara, the pasuk of ish that's stated in the parasha of Erechin is not here in any way to teach us the halacha of the halachas of Akum and Naziris. The parasha here is to teach us that a mufla samach l'ish are able to give the darim. And as the Rishonim point out, even though this is halacha that we've learned otherwise, right now the Gemara is assuming that this halacha, this is the basis for this halacha. So the Rishonim ask a question. Yes, we've learned many times in our Masechta the concept of mufla samach l'ish. But ask the Rishonim that even when we learn the concept of mufla samach l'ish, we've learned that it's the Rabbanon. And here we're learning that the pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha of mufla samach l'ish. And the Gemara finds that the Rishonim find a difficulty that by a Yisrael, the fact that a mufla samach l'ish can make a neder is a derabanan. And by an akum, it will be a deraisa. So some Rishonim suggest that there are precedents in halacha that akum are more chama Yisrael. The halacha is, for example, if the axe of a Nochri does damage to an axe of a Yisrael, he always pays, even though the axe was a tam, he pays Nezek Sholim. A Yisrael's axe that's a tam, that does damage, only pays Chatzi Nezek. So therefore they say, saying that Akum is more chomer than Yisrael is not so troubling. Another explanation that Tosfos suggests in the name of the Ri is, yes, the fact that a Yisrael, when he becomes a Godel, the Lav of Bal Yachal applies to him. So therefore, the Torah is telling us that until you're a Godel, the Lav doesn't apply. But by an Akum, there is no concept of being a Godel. So the Torah says that if Akum are in the Parsha of Nedarim, they're completely in the Parsha of Nedarim from the time of Mufla Samach L'ish. The Chasam Sofer has a very different approach to our Gemara. Because the Chasam Sofer says that there's no thing that, even though we often, throughout Shas, discuss the concept of Shurim, and we know that a boy is a Gadol when he's 13 years old, which they Saris, a girl is a Gadol when she's 12 years old, which they Saris, because that's what we learned the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That doesn't apply by an Akum. So the question is, how do we, in general, ask many Achroinim, the Shas, Chuvas, Chuvim, Ahava, use the concept of Mufla Samach L'ish? Mufla Samach L'ish implies that there's an Ish, there's a Bar Mitzvah, a Bas Mitzvah, and then you have somebody who's close to that age and is intelligent enough than the Nedarim. But there's no concept of Ish of that age, of that shear by Akum. So says the Chasam Sofer, a very interesting teretz. Chasam Sofer says that indeed there are Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And at what age does an Akum become obligated in those Zayin Zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, given, as we just said, that the shiurim that apply by everyone else do not apply by them, says the Chasam Sofer, it starts at whenever they are intelligent. However, this that Akum can make a neder is just as we learned the Gemara quoted the Baisa. It's learned that Akum noidrim nedarim v'nedarim k'Yisrael. So the whole din that Akum can make nedarim is learned from Yisrael. So if by Yisrael there's a concept of an ish, that a neder of a Yisrael obviously is not valid until the boy is bar bas mitzvah. By an Akum, that will be the age for his nedarim to be valid. And now the Torah teaches us the parasha of Mufla HaSomach Lish. Says the Gemara, Hanich Leman Dom is Mufla HaSomach Lish Daraisa. That it works with the Raisa, Leman Dom the Rabbanon. So that's not what the Pasuk could possibly come to teach us. So Ish Kiyafli Lamali, as we said, the Pasuk is not coming to teach us the Dira Mufla HaSomach Lish by Yisrael. The Gemara now is telling us that a Mufla HaSomach Lish is old enough, it is by Yisrael, is only the Rabbanon. The Suya Mufla HaSomach Lish, do have the Gechavim, that even though by Yisrael a Mufla HaSomach Lish is only a Daraisa, is only the Rabbanon, by Akum it will be a Daraisa as the various Tirutzim that we gave. So we just quoted that the Gemara said that I have the Gechavim, the Darim, and Night Davis to Yisrael. Taisvis, as we mentioned a moment ago, says that when a Yisrael made a neder, if he violates the neder, he is over the lav of lo yachal devari. But ask the Rishonim, a Akum doesn't have the din of lo yachal. It's not one of the Zayin mitzvahs that apply to the Akum. Says, so now that we've learned, points out Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashkil Minayin. What would be the halacha, says Tosfos, if an Akum took upon himself a neder and he doesn't fulfill it? Will he be chayiv for lo yachal or not? So Tosfos says that when an Akum takes upon himself to bring a carbon, that is a mitzvah saseh, to do something, and that applies to Akum a well. Says the Kav Mishnah Lamelech that even though the Akum are only obligated in the Zayin mitzvah b'nei nayach, the Halacha says the Mishnah Lamelech that when it comes to Nedarim and Nedavis, Akum will be over lo yachal. And perhaps the explanation in the Mishnah Lamelech's opinion is why would we say that this mitzvah loisa say applies by Akum, could be very well understood based on what the Chasam Sofer just taught us. The Chasam Sofer says that when are there rules, there are rules of Zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, and those are independent rules that apply to Akum, do not apply to the Yisrael. But says the Chasam Sofer that a rule that applies by Akum, because we learn it from Yisrael, then the halach is that he's treated like a Yisrael. And if Yisrael is over by Yachal Devari, if he violates a neder, so too will be the halacha by an Akum. The Shas Chuvas Panami Iris says an interesting question. He says that there's a discussion many times throughout Shas, somebody brings a carbon, and the Kohen does the shechita and the avoid of the carbon. And many times, the halacha is that, how does it work? I'm bringing the carbon. It works with shlichus. But as the Panami Iris, Akum labanei shlichus. Akum cannot make a shlichus. So now we have a question. How could the Kohanim bring a carbon, as we just learned? Noidrim v'davis, the darim v'davis ki Yisrael. How can Akum bring a carbon on behalf of Yisrael, Akum, when there's no shlichus? So the Chasam Sofer says that when Akum brings a carbon, the halach is, let's say somebody brings a carbon and somebody else went without being appointed to bring the carbon on his behalf brings it, will the person who donated the carbon be mekayim the mitzvah? Says the Panim Iris, and the Chasam Sofer says the same, that his carbon has been brought, and therefore, since his carbon has been brought, he's mekayim the mitzvah. The same thing, the Akum doesn't have to point the shliach, it still will be acceptable. Our Gemara just discussed that we could take donations from an Akum. The question that, of course, needs to be discussed is what kind of donations could be taken from Akum. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Ani in Perek Ches Halacha Ches says that the donations that our Gemara says we could take from Akum are only kabonis. But let's say, as we know in the Beis Hamikdash, there was bed kabayis, that l'chatchil we should not take from Akum. And he goes on to differentiate where an Akum donated money to bed kabayis, that we could take b'di'evid, but if he donated a specific item, that we should never take, because it will always be remembered and considered as if the Akum donated it. The question is, what about taking donations from an Akum to build a Beis HaKnesses? So the Stei Chemed quotes the Shivilei David that says that based on this Rambam, one shouldn't take something that has a definite place, benches, building from an Akum. The Chasam Sofer says that it's mutter. It's an interesting discussion amongst the Poskim. What is the halacha of a mumer? Some treat a mumer like an Akum, and some say that an mumer is even worse than an Akum. Moreover, the Tzitz Eliezer says that even if and when we're allowed to take a donation from an Akum, we have to be more concerned taking a donation from an Akum in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, I presume what he means is that it's going to be always Kadosh, and the buildings of Yerushalayim will be there forever, and therefore we have to be more concerned by an Akum. What some of the Paiskim suggest is that when somebody takes a donation from an Akum, he should be careful that the donation should be clearly indicated that it's being given al das Yisrael. And therefore, since it's being given al das Yisrael, it makes it much easier. There's an interesting discussion if we're allowed to take a Sefer Torah from an Akum. And there are many Paiskim that are more machmer when it comes to Sefer Torah than it comes to any other donation, because taking a donation from an Akum for Sefer Torah connects them to our Limud HaTorah. And we have to be particularly concerned that their influence should not be there for our learning Torah. We've been discussing in our Shiurim what is the halacha of Akum as far as Erechin. The Gemara Masechet Erechin, Daf Hei Amud Beis, quotes a machlokes from Meir Yehuda, if an Akum can make an Erech. Ramei's opinion is that the Akum could be the subject of an Erech, as we learned in our previous year, but he himself cannot make an Erech, because as we said earlier in our shir, we learned from the word B'nai Yisrael that only a Ben Yisrael can make an Erech, but not Avdi Kechavim. And the word Ish, as we said, is coming to teach us that even though they can't make an Erech, they could be the subject of an Erech. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he holds just the opposite. An Akum, he says, can make an Erech, but he cannot be the subject of an Erech. And as the Gemara in Masechet Erechin teaches us, this machlokes is really based on how to learn Pshat and Psukim. So ask the Gemara. Now that the Gemara has suggested that the word Ish that is stated in the Parsha of Erechin, the word Ish that we said, Ish Kiyafli Nadab Akacha, which is stated in the Parsha of Erechin, is coming to include a mufla samachlish. So says the Gemara, that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that an akum cannot be the subject of an erech. Yochel continues Rabbi Yehuda in telling us, and they can't make an erech. Tamalayma ish. That's why the Torah adds the word ish. Shapa. So the psukim work very well. That not only does Rabbi Yehuda learn that an akum can make an erech, but he's also teaching us, the pasuk is teaching us, that even a mufla samachlish by an akum can make an erech. El mandama, ask the Gemara, according to the Rameyer, whose opinion is that Bnei Yisrael marichim, that Bnei Yisrael can make an erech. Ve'ein oy de kachav marichim, but akum cannot make an erech. Yochel continues Rabbi Meir in saying his opinion, lo yein erochim, they cannot be the subject of an erech. Tamaloy me'ish, that the pasuk is saying that an akum can be the subject of an erech. If that's the case, afil tenek ben chodesh, a tenek that's a year, month old, the Torah gives every, as we said when we started these sugyas, the Torah gives every person according to their age and gender and erech. So what's so special about a mufla samach lish? As soon as a child is even a month old, he has a value. And if that would be the case, so we're back to our question, kiafli lamali. What is the concept of mufla samach lish? How does it come in? It says the Gemara Amar of Adabar Hava, ish is going to teach us lahaysef ayve kachavim gadol, that it's coming to teach us that a gadol, daf gav the gadol who, that even though he is an adult, any day lahafris, but he can't express himself, and even though that a Yisrael who's a gadol, even though his wording, his articulation is not there, we're learning that an akum is excluded. By Yisrael, as if he's an individual who's a gadol, he can make a neder. Ella asked the Gemara another question. Yafli, the kos rachmana gabin naziris lamali. What do we learn from the word yafli that the Torah says by naziris? To teach us, because Michti asked the Gemara, ha'iskis nedarim, as we learned earlier, ha'iskis nedarim nedarim. As we've learned so many times in our Masechta, the Torah connects Naziris to nedarim. So if the Torah already says by Erechin, as we've quoted the pasuk in today's shir, ish ki yafli, what do we learn ki yafli b'naziris lamali? What do we learn from that? The suya to teach us a new halacha. Yodayim shena mechichis. As somebody, as we started the Masechta, articulated his Naziris, not in a very clear declaration, and the wording he used doesn't really express his interest to be a nazir. For example, we learned at the beginning of Masechta, if a nazir passes by me and I say the word ahei, it's really not very clear that I meant to be a nazir. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that it's acceptable way to be a nazir. That's what we learn from the word ish. At Ditma, because the Gemara goes back to Gemara we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Yadayim shen mechiches, Abaya ama havin yadayim, Rava ama loy havin yadayim. So ask the Gemara, Labaya nicha, we're going to say that the word ish chiyafli is coming to teach us that a yadayim shen mechiches is a yadayim. El Rava, who indeed holds yadayim shen mechiches, loy havin yadayim, what are we going to learn from this pasuk? Michael Amemer, Tosfos does bring a different gerus in this Gemara that says just the opposite. Because if you look at the words ki ish ki yafli, says Tosfos, it's teaching us that you have to be clear in your articulation. If you have to be clear in your articulation, so then somebody, yudayim she'en mechichas, is not going to be a valid way of expressing. And what the Gemara means to say, therefore suggests Tosfos, that the question is that according to Rava, that says that if you're not clear, you daim shenem mechichas, you're not a nazir, it's understandable. But according to an opinion that says, Abaye that says, you daim shenem mechichas, what will we learn? What will we learn from the words ish kiyafli? But whatever way we learn, according to one of these Amoraim, the Gemara's question is there. What do we need kiafli for? It says el kiafli, the boy leichid of Tafrin. We need it for something that Rav Tafrin has taught us a number of times in this Masechta on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We learned that if two people were walking and somebody's coming towards them, and one says, I'm so confident that the person that's coming towards us is whoever, that I'm going to be a nozer. And the other one says, I'm confident it's not the person who you think it is. And we had a machloikis. Is that an acceptable way of accepting nadiris? Naziris. Beis Shammai said yes, even the one who was clearly wrong. And Beis Hillel says, the one whose stipulation was met will be a nozer, the other one will not be. But Tafin said that neither of them is a nozer, because the Tanya, as we learned there, Rav Yudai Mishim Rav Tafin, ain't Echemem Nozer, neither of these two individuals are not a Nozer. When you accept upon yourself your Naziris, it has to be obvious that you are a Nozer. And in this case, it's not obvious that you're a Nozer. And that's what we learn from Ish Kiyafli. But ask the Gemara, Hanichler Rav Tarfin, that has this rule in Naziris. El Rabbonon, Michael Amemer, what are they going to learn from Ishkiyafli that they don't agree with Rav Tarfin, neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, Ishkiyafli Mibay Lechetanya. Hetin the Tarim, Parchim Ba'ave. The Alocha, that if somebody makes a nether, you could go to the Rav, and the Rav will be mat in the nether, is something that is a Halocha that doesn't really have solid grounding in a Pasuk. They don't have a very clear pasuk teaching us the halacha. As the Gemara teaches us, lo yachol dvari, who ain't a mechel? The person who made the nether has no ability to undo the nether. Aval acherim mechel, the rav could be mat the nether. But that's a deek and a pasuk. It's very not clear. Rabbi Lezer Amar, yesh lam al mashiyas mechel. Rabbi Lezer disagrees and he says, yes, there is a source for het in the darim. Shenema this pasuk, shenema ish kiyafli, kiyafli b'shtei pamim. The Torah used the word yafli twice, once in the parasha of Naziris and once in the parasha Erchin. Echra flo l'isser, when somebody makes a nether that to prohibit something. Echra haflo l'heter, and one is coming to teach us that when somebody makes a nether that allows them to do something, either nether can be expressed to Chacham, that says, I regret for making the nether or whatever other reason. And that is an option or that is doable is learned based on these psukim. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that what's pshat het in the dorim parchim ba'avr. So the Sefer Tzioni says as follows. He says, when somebody davens, what do we accomplish with our tefillah? What we're able to accomplish with our tefillah is that we get our Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol to change his mind. So just like when we daven, it goes up in the avir, it goes up to the shamayim, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu could change his mind. So too, when we make a neder, when we go to the rav, parchim ba'avir, the rav has the ability to undo the neder we made. In the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah identified how the nether made by a woman is stricter than a nether made by an Eved. Today, this Mishnah speaks about the reverse. Chaim ba'avodim ibnashim, there is a strictness. The nedarim made by women, by avodim, could be stricter than the nether made by women. Shumei for nedri eshtay, a husband, when he's made for the nether of his wife, that far is forever. And even if the husband changes his mind, it doesn't make a difference. What a owner could do, as we've learned and will learn, is that the owner could make the Eved, could force the Eved to violate his nether. But even though the owner could force his Eved to violate his nether, that is only as long as the owner wants so. But that doesn't mean that the nether is completely nullified. So the first difference is that a nether that a husband is made for is completely nullified. The husband is not. Another pshat is that the word hafara is only applicable regarding a husband and a wife. We've learned regarding not the subject of today's shir, a father and a daughter. The word hafara is not applicable to a eved. That's not an option that the Torah gave to an owner. Continues the Mishnah, another way that the nedarim of a eved are stricter than the nedarim of a woman. Heifelishta, as we said, when somebody is made for the neder of his wife, the halacha is heifer lamis, the neder becomes completely null and void. Heifel avdoi, but if someone is made for the neder of the eved, so yes, as long as he's under the owner's authority, he can't go against what the other owner says. However, yotz lecheres, if he will no longer be an eved, so then his neder or his naziris kicks back in, or mashlin nazirosai. Tanabonim, lamar rabba kaifai, le naziris, says the Mara, says the Braisa, that if an eved took upon himself a naziris, says the Braisa, the owner could tell him, I'm not agreeable that you should be a nazir, and it will not be applicable. The Gemara is learning now that if the Eved made a nether regarding Erechin or Nedarim, there that nether will and the Erech will remain. Ask the Gemara, what's Pshat? Mashna Gabi Nazir, why by a Nazir could the owner say that I don't want you to be a Nazir? Dam Rachmana, less Isal Nafshai, B'misha Nafshai Knuyeloi, that a person can take upon himself a naziris, a person who has authority over themselves. Yotz Eved, Shei Nafshai Knuyeloi, that the Eved is under the authority of the owner. But ask the Gemara, if that's the Pshat, Yochai Afil Gab Nedarim Nami, so is the case by Nedarim. How could an Eved make a neder when he's under the authority of his owner? Amrav Sheshes, Hachav Maiskinen, what is the pshat in this braisa? Kigon she'oye eshkol she'anovim munach lefonov. There's a cluster of grapes. Gab in Adorim, if an eved will make a neder that it should not be allowed to eat these grapes, the chimetz v'chai, so it's this particular cluster of grapes that he says, I'm not going to eat. But like mitzvah b'chrin, it doesn't affect his ability to eat other grapes. And therefore, since that is the case, the owner cannot force him to eat these grapes. Because even if the owner wants him to eat grapes, the owner believes the grapes are good for him, there are plenty other grapes that he could eat. However, Gabi Naziris, if an Eved takes upon himself to be a Nazir, the Chimitzah Bahai, even if he said that I'm only taking upon myself not to eat this cluster, but he says it in a way that he's becoming a Nazir, then the halacha will be that a nazir obviously is not allowed to eat any grape products. It's a bakula, he won't be allowed to eat any grapes. And that's why matzi kafale. So ask the Gemara, gabin darim, so why don't we say the same thing by nagarim? Mi laiskinen, can't the case of nadarim possibly be the leka lahai eshkol? There is no other cluster of grapes besides the cluster of grapes that he said that he's not going to eat. The loy achale, and if he's not going to eat this cluster of grapes, and he may not have anything else to eat, cholish, and he'll get weak and sick. So why, by the grapes, do we automatically assume that that's not a nether that the owner could undo? It should be a nether that it can do, because it'll be a case where the repercussions are very serious. Elam Rava says Rava will be speaking about another case. There are, as we spoke about earlier in our Masechta, a nazir can't even have grape pits. Gab nedarim, b'haihu de mitzer, if he makes a neder, I'm not going to eat these grape seeds, le'matzakafalei, he can't make him eat grapes, because the seeds are not that critical to his well-being. Gab nazir, the gitzer nami b'chrina, where if he makes a neder regarding grape seeds, he won't be able to eat not grape seeds, which you could suggest are not that critical, but he won't be able to eat anything. That's why matzah kafalei, he can be forced. But ask the Gemara, why are we so quick to say that a neder that involves not eating grape seeds is not such a serious neder. The gab in nedar milay askinen, can't we be speaking about a situation, that the only thing that's available to eat are these grape seeds. And if we won't be able to eat these grape seeds, cholish, he'll get sick. So why is that a nether that the owner should not be able to reverse? For what does the owner have to say? Naziris. The halach is that if ever takes upon himself a naziris, unless the owner explicitly tells him that you should not be a nazir, the halacha is that he will be a nazir. The Rishonim explain, because there are precedents that the naziris is easy to accept. Others say because the Torah says v'amarta aleihem, that as soon as somebody takes upon himself a naziris, the halacha is that the naziris is easily kept. They ain't tzarich l'kfos nedarim. What does that mean? That you don't have to force him. If a eved took upon himself a nether, which is against the best interest of the owner, then the halacha is that the nether is not a nether. And ain't tzarich l'kfos l'shvua. Without saying anything, the shvua, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta Nedarim, represents an issa gavra, a person taking upon himself something. But the gavra, the person of an eved, does not belong to himself. The person of the eved belongs to the owner. And since the person of the eved belongs to the owner, the eved does not have the halachic ability to take upon himself something that he doesn't own. He doesn't own himself. My tama, says the Gemara, why can't an eved take upon himself a nether that will be against his best interest, or shvua? Because the pasuk says regarding shvua, a nefesh ki shavel avatibus v'sayim lahar lahaitiv. So we learn from there that if somebody takes upon himself a nether, hatava rishus, that means that it's something that he could do or not do, it's something that he's not obligated to do or not do, and he could choose to make a shvua, af harah rishus. That's the nether that's harah. Yotz lahar lahachirim. If you're going to harm somebody else, that shvua is not a shvua. And therefore, if somebody makes a shvua, if an eved makes a shvua, which is against the best interest of the owner, so it's against the best interest of the owner, that shvua is not a valid shvua. And in fact, I saw a discussion in the Sefer Chashuki Chemet where there are workers, employees who work for an employer, and some of them have taken on to take a certain diet. And when people are on a diet and they're not eating as much as they're able to, as they normally do, they're obviously going to be weaker. And the halacha is, and therefore they won't be such effective employees. And the question is, can an employer demand that his employee not be on a diet that can negatively affect his health or strength? So he quotes what the Shulchan Aruch and Chasam Mishpat Shimon Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Yutet says, "Ein apoyel rishoy lasas malacha b'layla." And a worker cannot take a job at night and then lahasak atzma b'yom and work by day, or v'layar of yisagav atzma, you're not allowed to stay hungry. Shari machish koich shlayuch lasas malach shabal bayis. The Shulchan Aruch says, if I hire an employee to work all day, so I have a right to have a level of expectation that my employee will be strong enough. And if he's going to take another job at night, or he's not going to eat, he won't be strong. And therefore, I could say it's the employer could demand that it shouldn't happen. The Rama in Yoridei Simen Resh Mem Hei Suf Yud Zayin says that a Rebbe, a Malamed, teaches children Torah, is not allowed to be up too late at night, or he's not allowed to fast, or he's not allowed to hold himself back from eating. All these cases because he can't do his job effectively. And therefore, here too, if the employee is taking on a diet which will prevent him from being able to do his job, then the halacha is that the employer should have a right to say that you are not performing your job properly and you should not be on this diet or doing anything that can negatively negatively affect the work. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is the halacha, but it says the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a pendant if the worker is getting paid by the job or the worker is getting paid by the hour of the day. If it's getting paid by the job or the hour of the day, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if they're getting paid by the hour of the day, the employer has a right to make that demand. If he's getting paid by the job, then he doesn't. Then he doesn't have the right to make that type of demand. It says the Mishnah, Eved, Ovar Keneged Panav. If the Eved ran away, so the Eved had taken upon himself Naziris, and the owner had told him, I don't want you to be a Nazir. Ramei I'm a Loyish, he's not a drink wine, because he's a Nazir, and he's not anymore with his owner. Since he's no longer with his owner, so now the Naziris kicks in. Says the Gemara suggests that their machlokes is really based on what Shmuel taught us. Om Shmuel Mafka Avdoi. If somebody is Mafka as Eved, Yoitz L'Cheres Ein Tzorach Get Shichur, he doesn't even need to get Shichur, he's automatically free. So it says the Gemara is assuming Remei Islay the Shmuel, that Hefker is enough to make him no longer an Eved. Since he's no longer an Eved, that's why he has to be a Nazir. Rav Yosi Lesley the Shmuel, he has to have a get shichur, and until the get shichur is delivered, he's still an Eved. And since he's still an Eved, and the owner said, I don't want you to be a Nazir, that's why he won't be a Nazir. Says the Merle, no. The Kulam Isle the Shmuel, everybody agrees with Shmuel. Elamandam Yishta, says the Gemara, the mandam that says, Rav Yosi says that he should continue drinking, even though now he's not working, because says Rav Yosi, soif soif meheder, the Eved will ultimately go back to his owner, Vasagabei, and will go back to his owner when the owner catches up with him. And therefore, Lishta Hachamre, he should be drinking wine, Kecha Deloy Lichash, he shouldn't get weak. Laman Deloyish, the mandam says, Ramei says that he's not a drink, suffer on the contrary. I want him to suffer. I want him not to drink wine. And what will that cause? That he'll be uncomfortable. And that will encourage him to go back. It will encourage him to go back to his owner, which is exactly what we're trying to accomplish, because he had no right to run away. And therefore, be a Nazir, and that will be a good reason for you to go back to where you belong.